Do take a seat. Now, here we are. It's Christmas morning. I wonder, has anybody actually opened any presents yet? Yes, we have had some. That's good. Anybody going to tell us what they've got? Oh, isn't that lovely? Yeah, sort of photo book. Yeah, isn't that great? Super. Anybody else like to tell us what they got? You all saying yes, Shad? Yes, tell us, Alexi. Sorry?
A laptop.
A laptop. Wow, that's impressive. Oh, yes, yes. Lots of impressive things there. Now, you know, when you open the presents, what do you end up with? What's left on the floor usually? A mess, exactly. Very much a mess. All the paper and that kind of stuff. Well, another thing about Christmas Day that we all like generally is the festive food, the Christmas dinner. Anybody having anything other than turkey today? Are we all having turkey? Yes, somebody's having something else. What are you having?
Salmon.
Salmon, yeah, that's good. Yeah? Goose. Ham. Okay. And what's left behind when we've enjoyed the food and we're kind of sat there feeling rather sleepy? What's left behind there?
Dishes,
yeah. So a kind of bit of a mess again, isn't it, really, when we've had that and there's been kind of the plates and all the stuff that's left with the pots and pans and everything else. Well, you could certainly argue that there was quite a bit of mess that first Christmas as well. As Mary and Joseph trekked down to Bethlehem for a census, there was no room for them to stay. So the young couple welcomed Jesus into the world, sharing the place with a bunch of animals and some hay and some straw. Well, I would like to show a bit of a video now, a clip by Welsh poet Di Woolridge, which connects with that theme.
The Christmas story. How would you explain it? How would you picture Christmas if you could frame it?
The Nativity, right?
Shepherds watching their flocks by night. Wise men trekking whilst tracking a sat-nav starlight with Mary and Joseph, humbled by the sight of little baby Jesus tucked in tight.
That's Christmas, right?
Propped up with straw and reeds and a tray of animal feed and cushioned in.
Hey, I know it sounds quite cosy and nice. Reality was, there was no room for the little guy on that Bethlehem night.
He kept in a cradle. Animals as roommates.
I'm not trying to pick holes in the stay of the place. I'm just saying the way they were staying was just short of space.
I mean, talk about entrance. His birth from a dress when Jesus literally arrived in the mess.
But less about the birthplace and the state of the floor. I mean,
it's more to the Christmas story than the deck of straw. Flip forward 8 days. In the temple, this little guy's the reason for praise. From the lips of a guy called Sim, who's in his old age. For years, Sim waited in anticipation, but then the old met the new.
My eyes have seen your salvation.
The newborn Jesus, from messy manger to a passing of the baton just 8 days later. Seeing the mess of the birth comes a new age. And what's more, the birth was foretold in a mess age. Which brings us back to the cast. At the Nativity set, you see, it was a message that guided their stable footsteps. An angel postman popped round, said Mary'd found favour, a save the date declaration, he'll give birth to the saviour. He'd be son of the Most High, born through the Spirit, heir to David's throne, his reign without limit to Joseph. Call him Jesus, he really will bless, because he came to save people from all their mess. To the shepherds, he's here to rescue. That's why he's come. The reason for good news of joy, he's the one. As for the wise men, they figured the news. They gave gifts and paid homage to little King of the Jews. See, God brought a message, so they entered the mess to see Jesus' arrival at the Nativity set. But let's back up a sec. See, this rhetoric rings a bell. Back in the day, Isaiah waxed lyrical about a future Emmanuel, God with us, one who'll be central to the story of forgiveness. So zoom out from the Christmas postcard, a message 700 years prior. He'll be a light to the searchers that spread salvation, says Isaiah. See, the angels' news, it wasn't new.
In fact, these nativity messages echoed God's promises right through the ages. These messages read Jesus speaking hope to the earth, predicting his arrival centuries before the birth. Thing is, when Christmas comes round, maybe there's a danger that we go Pinterest with Christmas and just pin up the manger in the nativity scene. It's like rating a whole film by watching one scene or thinking you know a novel because you had a quick look to get the whole story by skim reading one page in a book. And what I said before, about being born in the mess and the deco of straw, maybe it could also be a metaphor for all the mistakes, all the messiness in life and what that creates. All the stuff in this world that just doesn't sit right. There was a reason he was born on that first Christmas night. He was born in the mess to make the wrong right. He's the message of hope. Because out of the mess, saw God news birth that will certainly bless. Frame the stable, sure, but don't miss the picture. It was a message declared since the beginning of scripture. A war in the mess, but there's only one victor. A heel bruised, but be good news for sure. The very promise became flesh in that deco of straw. See, from the mess comes a message, and there's none that is higher. Because what follows the mess is I-A-H, mess, I am.
Well, Di's got it right, hasn't he? Jesus literally arrived in a mess. In the mess of the birth comes a new age, and what's more, the birth was foretold in a mess age. Do you remember the message those shepherds received? We heard about it in Luke's Gospel as Derek read it for us a few minutes ago. To the shepherds, he came to rescue. That's why he's come. The reason for good news of joy, he's the one. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." See, this baby born in a mess is no less than God himself. God come from the wonder and perfection of heaven to our broken, messy world. Surely that is the most amazing thing that has ever happened. We're going to sing in a few moments. Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this. And that means nothing takes God by surprise. Nor does he fail to understand anything that we experience. See, God has come himself in Jesus into our mess in order to share it. I wonder if you see that this Christmas. Well, the angel also said to the terrified shepherds in Luke 2, "Fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." In other words, as Di put it, he came to save people from all their mess. He was born in a mess on a deck of straw. Maybe it could also be a metaphor for all the mistakes, all the messiness of life and what that creates. All the stuff in this world that just doesn't sit right. There's a reason he was born on that first Christmas night. He was born in the mess to make the wrong right. And that's why on Christmas morning we share bread and wine to remember Good Friday and Easter Sunday. For it was then when Jesus fulfilled his mission to be the Saviour as he died on the cross and came back to life. And he did that in order to take away the sins of those who know that they cannot save themselves. Those who call out to him to rescue them and to make them right with God. And then he draws us into his mission of working with him to overcome the mess in this world. I wonder if you see that this Christmas. From the mess comes a message, and there's none that is higher, because what follows the mess is I-A-H, Messiah. And that was what the shepherds heard that first Christmas. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. This baby is the Christ, to use a Greek word, or in the Hebrew, the same word, Messiah. God's unique, chosen, empowered King who has come to save his people and bring us back to God. Well, I'm not sure how much mess there'll be in your house this Christmas, but the Christmas story reminds us that it does very much involve mess. But what it is supremely about is the one who was born in the mess. Jesus is the Messiah, the one who came to save people from all their mess. In the message of the angels to the shepherds, we hear, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ," or Messiah, "the Lord God himself." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in the person of your Son, you have come into our world and experienced human life in all its struggles and difficulties and mess. We thank you that through him and through his death and resurrection, you have come to put the wrong right. We pray that you would open our hearts afresh to grasp the extent of your love and mercy and what you offer to us in Jesus. And we ask for his sake. Amen.